Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacapara Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the live report again this morning. Paul Ramo in the studio, and we have the girls' basketball coach, John Nolte, in the studio. He has a game this afternoon. The B-Squad, I think, starts at 1 o'clock, correct, and the varsity yep. somewhere around 3 or 4. So, yep. yeah. But first off, we haven't talked to you yet this season, so please introduce your team for us, John.
Yeah, so our team's going to look a little smaller than it has in the past. We have 13 girls on our we have one eighth grader, so our basically our B squad and our varsity. So we have seniors out. We have Sydney Gertis and Callie Soulier and Katie Torkey. And then in our junior class, we have Macy Lund, Alex Stitt, and Cassidy Olson. And then our sophomore class, we have Tori Bungarden and Addie Bond. And in our freshman class, we have Riley Lund, Taylor Shellstead, Cameron Lee, and Ayanna Gibson. And then our one eighth grader is Isabel Gertis.
Okay, so, and then some of those younger ones will play part of the B squad and then part of the varsity.
Yeah, we're going to have to mix it up a little bit. Our we get three halves a day, and we're going to have quite a few people who play three halves a day. We even saw that last night where we had to have a couple players who had to step up, and we had Tori Bungarden came in the first half for us yesterday and gave us some really solid minutes, and unfortunately for her, that was her third half of the day. Okay. So after the first half, she was done in the varsity game, but you never know who you're right. going to need to call on. Yep. and we're going to try to get everybody as much experience as we can.
So, coaching staff basically the same?
We lost Coach Clemenson. Okay. He had a child last year, and so his family, his wife likes to coach basketball, so they made the agreement that he could coach football and she can coach basketball. So, okay. he'll be on some daddy duty, I think, during the winter season. So.
And the junior high then?
Yep, and we'll have Michael Wyke with us on the junior high squad
What's the teams like for 7th and 8th?
Well, our numbers have been a little bit fluid going up and down, but right now we're up to, I think it's 11 girls out for the 7th and 8th grade team, and we're doing a 7th and 8th grade combined. We didn't think it was going to quite be 11, so we were kind of thinking it was going to be around that 8 or 9 number, so that's always a good to right. come up a little higher than what you thought. Right. They'll be playing a combined 7th and 8th grade game, and then I don't think they play till after Thanksgiving. Actually, okay. their first matchup.
Okay. So. Well, the season has started, as we all know. Probably my ears are still ringing listening to Paul Ramo last night. He never gets excited, of course. But before we talk about that game a little bit, going into the season, the annual question, what teams look strong conference-wise and then half down the road into the section?
Yeah, I think the north half is going to be an interesting competition for us this year, especially with CMCS. I think that they're kind of the team to beat in the north half. They only graduated one girl from last year, and they have Coco Dunnick, who averaged about 20 points a game last year, so she's going to present an interesting matchup situation for everybody. And so I really think that they're the team to beat in the north. I think KMS is also going to be very competitive, although they graduated a couple of their go-to girls last year. Their B squad was very strong, and so it'll be interesting to see what they have coming forward as well. In the south half of the conference, I think Mineota is still the team to beat overall in the conference, but I think Lakeview is kind of a dark horse that I don't feel like many people have talked about preseason, but they have, I think it's a junior class this year that's very strong, that played a lot of RC minutes last year and gained some experience, so I think that they might surprise some people come playoff time as well, so...
Yeah, and come playoff time from the south or
from the south half of the section?
Yeah,
I think Southwest Minnesota Christian will be very good. They're kind of returning pretty much everybody except for I think one near them graduated, but they have that Jaslyn Prinz, was a junior last year, and I think she got hurt actually in the section final, if I remember correctly. Can't remember if it was the subsection final or the section final, that she hurt her elbow, and so I don't know if that played an effect into how she played in the final game, but she's very good. Yeah. So they'll be able to use her, and they always seem to have somebody around her, and they usually figure out something to do strategy-wise to try to keep teams off balance in the playoffs. And so I think they're going to be a very good team out of the South. So.
Well, and you've got to feel that you're in the mix as well.
Yeah, I think that we will be. I think that we still have some growing to do. You know, last night is a fun way to see that we're already going in the right direction. I know also that you know, we just don't have a lot of experience. To be able to get in a big game and come from behind and win already shows that we have some resolve and some resilience, and the fact that we don't give up when we're down. I think we were down by 10 with about 4 minutes to go. I think that shows that we can get things going in the right direction. We just got to get some of our fundamentals and our system and our execution worked out a little bit better. Yeah, exactly. And so we've talked a lot about how we want to be peaking at the end of February this
sure.
year. So.
Well, now we're going to get into that game last night, and mm-hmm. Paul Ramos, certainly you were
yep.
there. You were sitting on the bench along with John.
Yeah, I was sitting right next to John.
Yeah, you were.
So I felt like a coach.
Let's talk about that game, and the two of us can pick on you and ask you questions.
Yeah. I thought we had a great start to the game. You know, it got off to a little weird start on that first possession where Macy had to come out, and so we were kind of scrambling right away. But the girls kind of took it in stride, and you know, we had the lead. Yeah, she dislocated her thumb right away,
in a bad way too. Let me tell you, it was right in front of me. It wasn't. I apologize to the listeners. Listen, I really described that in detail. I might have scared some people. What a tough girl, though.
Yeah, she wanted to play a lot more. I want her to be healthy for the long term. Yeah. So you know, we kind of had to play her spot minutes wise, and we're still kind of waiting to hear how things go for her this morning. But you know, the girls kind of took it in stride, and we actually had the lead for most of the first half there. We got in a lot of foul trouble by the end of the half. We had four girls with two fouls, and so like I said, we decided to give Tori Bungarden a shot and see what she had, and I thought she gave us some solid minutes to keep us going. And then unfortunately they kind of went on a run to end the half, so we ended up being down going into halftime, but
27-20.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, but I felt like we started the game out really strong, and then they kind of gained the momentum there. I want to say it was about 6.5-7 minutes to go in the half. So
yeah, I thought they hit three threes, bang, 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 and that's a 9-point swing, like I mentioned.
Yeah,
last
was
night.
That was in the second half? Wasn't
second
it?
Half.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah. So we were playing a little different defense there, and I think I kind of wrote it out a little bit too long, okay. to be honest. They hit some big threes, and that's really where that kind of started to hurt us a little bit in the yep. second half. You know, we had a lot of stops in a row, and I was just like, man, if we could just come down and score, we could have a really good chance. And we weren't scoring, and that goes back to that execution thing, and that'll be something we'll have to work at starting Monday. But it's the first game too, and so we gotta learn how to play together and learn how to work through some of those challenges. So,
well, let's talk about that second half comeback then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my notes John, I got it with 5:32 mm-hmm. left. It was 46-33.
Yeah, so we were down by 13.
13 with 5:32 to go.
Yeah, and then I think we called timeout with about 4 and turned the pressure on.
Yep. Because Pipestone didn't score. They only scored 3 points
after that time.
Yeah, and you know, we only had 3 fouls, I think, down that stretch yep. part two, because we were talking about how we had to pick up 4 quick fouls to try to stop the clock and yep. put them on the line. Yep. So they had we went to the press and didn't really get anything out of it, and then we fouled them basically on 3 straight inbounds plays. Yep. Yeah, and then we got kind of lucky that they didn't make some of their free throws down the stretch, and then we came down and made some really big threes. We got a big three out of Alex Stitt, and then another one where it was kind of a scramble play. I think it was Macy drove down the right lane and tried to spin and lost the ball, and then somehow Taylor ended up with it right underneath the basket and kicked it out to Addie to make a three. And So, and then, you know, a big credit to Taylor Shellstad. We asked her to guard their best player, but then not foul her coming down on that next possession. And she did a great job. I thought we got really close to a 5-second call. And I know we got called for a foul, but I think that, you know, it was one of those borderline ones where it was kind of close to a charge. And so I think that helped, you know, evened out right at the very end of the game when Taylor drew that charge on Veldy underneath the basket. So, a credit to her and just some great individual on-ball defense from her.
Yeah, Taylor did a great job rebounding too in the game.
Yeah, you know, I don't have those stats for you, but you know, I think that's an area that we had to do a better job of overall in last night's game, and most of it is on the weak side. I know they had, I think it's Smith was her name on the backside, and she ended up with 9 points.
Yep.
And I know at least 6 of those came just off a backside rebound. And so we just got to be a little stronger and a little tougher and not allow teams to be able to move us too far underneath the basket where they're in better rebounding position than us.
So the first time actually that you took the lead in the second half was with about 10 seconds left in the game.
With a play that we had drawn up and practiced on Thursday, and then they went over and ended up denying Taylor the ball, and she did a good job of lifting up to get open, and it ended up leaving Addie wide open for 3. And you could see as the ball was going to her that she was going to catch and shoot it, which is exactly what we wanted anyway.
Yeah.
An outstanding shot from her and a big play from her. She really had a great game last night, and we expect that's going to continue to happen for her too.
Yeah, talk about some of the other girls. Cameron Lee, your freshman, I thought she played well. Sydney Gurnis, the senior leader there.
Yeah, you know, Sydney always kind of does the quiet stuff and really contributes in a lot of different ways, in just her leadership, but also in her play. I know she had 11 points last night, and the thing with her is, you know, I think that her demeanor helps to keep us calm in those situations. You know, I think it's easy to panic, and she is always does a good job of keeping her emotions under control, and I think that allows us to be successful, and it also allows us to communicate really well. So, that's good to have. Yeah, Cameron Lee gave us, I think it was 9 points last night, and inside, just her presence kind of drew some attention, and so that allowed us to be able to go, to open up some outside shots as well. So, great game out of her. Alex Stitt also, you know, I mentioned her hitting a big three, but she ended up having 8 points and a big game for us as well.
She fouled out, but she played great defensively too.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there was one possession too where we were talking again about how we were trying not to foul but go for steals, and she ended up getting a tie-up jump ball late there as well. I can't remember if we scored on that possession after that or not.
No,
but
I can't remember.
But still, I mean, we're pressing and trying to make plays late, and instead of just going for the straight foul, she ended up getting a tie-up and getting us the ball back without having to give them free throws. So.
And then right at the very end, you were stepped up to the line.
Yeah, that was Sydney.
With a two-shot, it was their 10th foul, but she had 2 shots, and it was just a one-point lead at that point.
Yep.
With still a couple ticks on the clock, but she put it out of range pretty much with the 2 free throws.
Yeah, and that's Sydney. I mean, she's calm and can handle the pressure, and so for her to step in and make some free throws is, it's no surprise to me, but it's good to see her be able to get in that pressure situation and be able to ice the game like that. And then she actually made a pretty heady play right after that. You know, we were trying to just pick them up semi early, and then after she made that second free throw, she ended up kind of running right in front of Zoe, so she couldn't get a real good run at that last 3-point shot, but keeping enough distance where it wasn't going to be close to a foul as well. So,
You mentioned some of the scoring or some of the stats. Do that again, and then mention the ones that you haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah. So Addie Bond led us with 12 points. Sydney Gurnis had 11 points. Cameron Lee gave us 9 points. Let's see. Alex Stitt had 8 points. Taylor Shellstad had 7 points for us. Callie Soulier had 3 points for us. And Macy Lund had 2 points. And you know, I feel like I talked a lot about offense. We did have some players who gave us some really good defense last night. We had, you know, Callie Soulier stepped in, and I think she presents a really interesting matchup for a lot of teams. She's so fast, but she's also really long and athletic, and so we're trying to use that defensively. And she gave us some really good minutes playing defense and making it difficult on the other team. She actually had some nice plays in the first half that she ended up going to the line for as well. And then you can't forget about Cassidy Olson either, who's just, I think she's one of our toughest players. And being able to hold things out in the middle and being able to handle some contact and really be a physical player for us is important as well. So,
then Riley Lunda, for your freshman, got some
minutes. stepped in in the second half. I mean, she only had a half to play in the varsity game. I think she had, didn't have any points, but she was still stepping out there and you know, her strength is her shot. And so we knew we had to make some shots late. And she had a couple good looks.
Yeah, she had some really good looks there.
They just didn't quite fall. That'll happen. But it was good to have her out there as well. And as I mentioned, Tori Bungarden stepping in for us was big in the first half as well.
Good balance scoring.
Yeah, you know, that's what we hope for. You know, we don't want to be a team where you can just take away one player and stop us. And at the same time, we also realize that we're also blessed with some players who have a lot of skill.
Right.
And when you have that, you got to try to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to play, and that helps us.
Yeah, I told Kendra on the broadcast last night, man, the bench here for La Caprile Valley, girls coming off the bench, they could start. I mean, they're a quality bench.
Right. I think across the board, we have some really solid players, and I think a part of it is just getting some experience for us to head into to late February, and with that experience, I think we're only going to get better.
So what were you happy with last night, John, and what you need to work on, you think?
Well, I think I already mentioned, I think our execution was a little weak last night, so we'll get better at that. Our rebounding needs some work as well. I was very happy with our defense, though. I thought our defense was solid. I think at times I needed to just change it some. I was excited that we were able to create some turnovers with what we were doing. And then even going to the press late, you know, we were able to press a little bit, take some chances, and still not give up easy baskets afterwards. So
cut the turnovers down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's what I'm saying execution. I think that has a lot to do with it. It's just, we're just not getting ourselves in the spots where we're expecting each other to be. And I think that leads to that. So
okay, good.
Fun bus ride home.
Yeah. Well, actually it was a little more subdued than I thought it might be. I mean, they were, you know, we don't have a lot of like really loud, energetic girls. But at the same time, I think you could feel the general excitement that they had. So,
well, you don't get a whole lot of time to savor that victory because you swing right back to start the season and against a quality team.
Yeah, Minnewaska we have today, this afternoon, and so our B squad game's at 1:00, and then our varsity will be about 2:30-ish right after that.
Forgot to talk about the B squad real quick. Last night.
Yeah, and I kind of missed the end of their game, but I know that they won.
62-41.
Okay, yeah. So and that was actually a closer game, I think, in the first half. And
we only had a 3-point lead at half, 23-20.
Yeah, and then in the second half, I know when I had headed into the locker room, I think we were up by, 12 or 14, somewhere in there. Yep. So they played a good game last night, too. Getting back to Minnewaska this afternoon, they're going to be a very solid team, and they're returning just about everybody. They have the Thorfinnson family, their head coach there, and he has two daughters. One will be a senior, one will be a sophomore this year.
They're probably good tennis players too.
Okay, I wouldn't know that, I guess. They're a very athletic team and agile, and so they're kind of similar to us. However, they have a little more height than us, so. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how we come out and play against them. So,
well, it can be one of two things. I mean, you had your first game under your belt. They have not.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be a little leg weary, too.
Yeah,
and they will not be.
Yeah, and we're coming off a little bit of an emotional high, too. So we got to try to make sure that we put that behind us and move on and focus on the next game this afternoon.
Yeah, so. And your leadership can pull them through that and put it in a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, we've had a game, they haven't, so let's go out and keep it going.
Yep. And so. tell Macy Lund to keep her thumb the way it's supposed to be today. I thought Kendra, that was really nasty looking. I thought Kendra was going to pass out.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried for myself, but I'm just glad that I was able to go back in and that it doesn't seem like there was any major damage. Yeah, so
good. Okay. Yep, she's done.
Next week, practice?
No, we actually will have practice Monday, Tuesday, and then the girls pretty much have all Thanksgiving off, except for Saturday. And then we actually host CMCS on Monday coming out of the Thanksgiving break. So that's going to be
a tough team, you said.
Yeah, they're going to be good, and I think that's going to be a big game for us too. So, that should be a good matchup. Monday night games always present their kind of own challenges. But
why is that?
But I don't know what it is about Mondays. Yeah. I think it's just that we haven't quite gotten into the swing of the week, and it's nice to get a day of practice under your belt leading into a game, and so you just kind of have, I don't know, it just seems like it takes people a little bit to get their focus back, and so you're just a little bit out of rhythm.
Well, thanks for the report this morning. Before we break for a commercial, I might mention that we are not talking to Barry Bessonen this morning, as they're up in, I believe, Sauk Center for a scrimmage this morning, and we will have him on the show next week and to introduce his team, and then I think he starts his season next Saturday right after Thanksgiving. We'll also be talking to Ross Jurgensen next week about wrestling as well. So we'll take this break. Thanks for the report, John, and we'll be back. Paul did a couple interviews over the phone, and we'll hear one of them right after this.
It's the annual holiday extravaganza in Appleton, Friday, November 29th. It's a family tradition. Come on over for the Parade of Lights, Main Street, Appleton, Friday, November 29th, starting at 6 o'clock. After the parade, head on over to the Appleton Civic Center and stroll through the Festival of Trees. Plus, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there and have treats for all. Plus, you can take photos of Santa and Mrs. Claus. Many children's activities at the Appleton Civic Center. That's Friday, November 29th. Remember to shop local and help keep Appleton strong. Sponsored by the Appleton Area Chamber of Commerce.
Moberg Meat Center, 125 St. Olaf Avenue North in Canby, is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to noon. This week, USDA Choice Boneless Beef Arm Roast is $3.59 a pound. Fresh ground, 93% lean ground beef, $3.39 a pound, limit 50 pounds. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs are $3.49 a pound. Aquastar Butterfly Crunchy Shrimp, $8.99 for 1.5 pounds. And cod loins, just $4.99 a pound at Moberg Meat Center. And can be. Like them on Facebook or give them a call, 507-223-5292.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here. We're going to turn our attention. Actually, we're going to finish wrapping up the fall season. We're going to go over to Montevideo right now with Nick Patton. Nick is the head coach of the Montevideo Dawson Boyd La Caparra Valley girls swim team. And thanks for coming on the Coaches Show, Nick.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your season and maybe some girls that were in the section swim meet.
Sure. Yeah, I think, things wrapped up, I think, pretty well for us. We had some pretty lofty goals, hoping to get somebody to the state meet. We fell just short, but we had some great opportunities and some great swims towards the end. Our kids really tapered well and dropped a good chunk of time going into the section meet. You know, it's kind of tough for a season to come down all to one meet, and I think our girls stepped up pretty big time and did a nice job.
Okay, why don't you talk about some of the girls here and how their seasons went, Nick?
Sure. Yeah, so we had 17 girls that qualified for the section meet. So you, for our team, qualify by time, or divers will qualify by scores. So we had two divers that went on. So we had Bree Folk and Rose O'Malley go on to dive at the section level. Aside from that, we had 15 other girls that went on to swim. Amory Ahrens went on in the 200 IM as well as the 100 breaststroke. Rachel Bringle went on in the 100 butterfly. Tatum Christensen, she was out there in some of our sprint events. She went in the 50 and 100 freestyle. Also, was on our 400 free relay. Kira Daly was our backstroker, one of our backstrokers, and actually made it to the section meet for the first time. Tatum Christensen, that was her first section meet as well. Anna Jeremiahson went in the backstroke. Carly Kranz, a Lackawanna Valley kid, she went in for the very first time, swimming the 200 IM and the 100 butterfly. Kelsey McGrath went in the backstroke. So this was a great opportunity for us to load up our roster. We haven't had the opportunity with enough kids in years past to really load up our roster. So this year the kids have really turned it on. Zola Olson went out in the medley relay as well as breaststroke. All of our relays made day two, and we can go into that if you're interested on who makes day two and goes into the finals. Ashton Pauling was one of our relay kids as well as a butterflyer. Courtney Pauling, probably our most standout individual at the section meet. She actually podiumed in all four events that she was in. So she, let's see if I can take a look at my notes here. So yeah, she took sixth place in the 50 freestyle, fifth place in the 100, and then the medley and 200 free relay both made the podium at seventh and eighth place. So she walked away with four medals around her neck, which was pretty impressive. Greta Rongstad was also one of our individuals that made day two. She's one of our distance swimmers, came in on the 200 and the 500 as well as some of our relays. Lana Rongstad was a big relay person for us, started off two of our relays as well as some of the backstroke and 100 freestyle stuff. Ellie Sandvin, she went out in the 200 freestyle as well as the 50 freestyle, and Taylor Wiesman, one of our younger swimmers as well, came out as a pretty big sprinter for us this year and made the section meet in both the 50 and the 100 freestyle. So those are our swimmers. In order to make it to day two, you have to finish top 16 on day one. So prelims is pretty important. You want to make it to that second day. And then once you get to day two, those people in top 16 position score points. So we had all three of our relays, our medley relay, 200 free relay, 400 free relay, make day two. As well as Courtney Pauling in the 50 and 100 freestyle, and Greta Rongstad in the 2 and the 500 freestyle. So pretty good showing. You know, we had a lot of kids that were right on that bubble, kind of floating around like 17th, 18th place. So I feel like, you know, give us another year of experience, and a lot of those girls are going to be able to bust in today too and really show what they got. But overall, you know, it was a great showing by our kids. They swam hard, they dove well, and you know, it really showed how much hard work they put into the season.
Okay, great. So how many, you got good numbers out, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, so overall between our 7th and 12th grade, you know, everything is kind of lumped together for swimming.
Okay.
We were sitting about 31 kids.
Okay.
So for us to have 17 athletes go on to the section meet, you know, make postseason stuff, it's pretty impressive. I'm happy as a coach to be able to see over half of our kids make it to those time cuts. It's not for everybody, and it takes a lot of hard work for them to get there, and those girls really showed how outstanding they were.
Okay. And with the co-op with Dawson Boyd and Lackawanna Valley, how many girls are from the Lackawanna Valley and Dawson Boyd on your team, roughly? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, so right now it's a handful. We have... I think three or four girls from Lackawanna Valley, and probably the same from Dawson Boyd.
Okay.
So good. A good chunk of our, you know, that number has been the highest it has been in like the last 3 or 4 years. So the numbers that we're getting on the young side from those two schools are super beneficial for us. You know, in a small mm-hmm. community, it's tough to put together, you know, pretty large teams. And yep. So we are super thankful to have this co-op with both of those schools. They have great kids.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And hoping that we can get some more next year. You know, it's always fun to have those kids join up on our team. And it seems like everything melds well, and all three of those schools get together and they come together as pretty great teammates.
All right. And how many years have you been the head swim coach, Nick?
This was my ninth year.
Ninth year? Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you swim in high school or college?
I did, yeah. Okay. So I swam for Montevideo in high school, and
you're from Montevideo, okay?
Yeah. Yep. So I swam under Mark Johnson, and then ended up going to the University of Minnesota Duluth, which did not have a swim team. So I got into triathlon and things like that, kind of on my own. But
okay, cool. All right, did we touch about wrap the season up there? Do we touch on everything there? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. You know, we felt like we had success. We had great kids. Looking forward to another great season next year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. I appreciate it. I actually attended my very first swim meet in Montevideo this year, and it was pretty exciting, and looking forward maybe to do some more of that next year.
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks. That's Nick Patton, the head swim coach at Montevideo Dawson Boyd La Caparo Valley, wrapping up their season. Hey, we're going to talk with Lisa Johnson, the Shadows Dance coach, next here on the Coach's Show.
The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
Take advantage of these Black Friday specials going on now at the Mattress Barn in Marshall. A Siberian Sleep Queen mattress was $899, now just $299. Take $150 off all adjustable bases. Ashley Double Reclining Sectional was $1569, now only $999. All dining room sets are 20% off and receive a free factory upgrade on all Southern Motion furniture. See store for details. You'll find reduction tags taking 10 to 60% off throughout the store. So stop in now for Black Friday savings only at the Mattress Barn in Marshall.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to dance team with head coach Lisa Johnson. Lisa's in the studio. And here we go again, Lisa. Started all over.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul. How fast a year goes.
Oh, crazy. And, of course, no one's ever going to forget last year with the La Caparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team.
Yeah.
State champions.
Yeah.
That was a quite...
I can still cry.
Yeah, state champions in high kick, state champions in jazz and class A. Just a year to remember, that's for sure.
That was, yep, definitely.
Yep, and it was amazing. I know Pioneer Public Television, Dana Conroy did a postcards piece with the girls.
Yeah.
So that was special.
Very special.
So
it kind of just wrapped up the whole season into, you know, 5 minutes, and it was awesome. Yeah,
that was a special time at Target Center.
Yeah.
Last year. So, well, you got a target on your back then.
I guess we do, yeah.
You've kind of always had a target on your back, but more so this year, that state champs in both. So.
Yeah, I think in our section we've kind of had that target for quite a few years, but now we're playing a different role, being the state champions. And you think back to all the state champions that you chased over the years, and to think that we're now that team is pretty amazing.
Yeah, great job. And of course, you got some great seniors this year. You'll talk about them in a little bit. A special group of girls, the seniors this year. So
yeah.
All right, well, what we're gonna do, well, let's introduce your team to us this year, and maybe talk about the schedule and
okay.
So forth.
All right. Well, this year we're going to dance 30 girls. That's the most we've danced, I think, since 2011. Wow. So with 9 seniors, we decided to, and a lot of great girls on JV, we brought up 30 girls. We have 30 this year. So on the high kick team, we have Caitlin Ashling, Caitlin Baird, Laura Baldwin, Carissa Bessnan, Paige Klassen, Haley Coyle, Annika Fernholz, Kindle Fransky, Lexi Gleggy, Rachel Hahn, Ayanna Hasted, Isabella Jacobs, Grace Johnson, Regan Martinson, Reese Mitchell, Peyton Moe, Ella Mork, Josie Munsterman, Michaela Munsterman, Addie Oy, Riley Swatsky, Aaliyah Schomer, Landry Schmidt, Atiana Speck, Ellie Stratmone, Emily and Paige Torstensen, Hope Traeger, Annika Trigested, and Eden Weber.
Okay, that kind of makes it, to me, more impressive when you got as many girls as you can on the floor, right?
It is. It's pretty fun. Choreography was a lot of fun this year. Figuring out, you know, we've always had 24, 25 last year. And to add 6 to that has been really fun.
Okay. Now, that was High Kick?
Yes, that was High Kick.
All right. How about jazz then?
Yeah, so we're bringing back 10 of the 11 girls from last year. So we have Caitlin Baird, Annika Fernholz, Grace Johnson, Peyton Moe, Josie Munsterman, Addison Oy, Aaliyah Schomer, Ellie Stratmone, Paige and Emily Torstensen, and then we added to varsity jazz Riley Swatsky this year.
Okay. Oh, Riley's going to do jazz this year.
She is going to give it a try, and she's doing awesome, I'm proud of her.
Great. Boy, I tell you, those are some familiar names. Some of the girls have been with you for a long time, right?
Yeah, the juniors and seniors now have been dancing together. I think there's 13 of them started as 7th and 8th graders, and way back then, our goal was just to make it to state. So we've come a long way since they were in 7th and 8th grade.
That's right. I should ask you, how long have you been coaching the Shadows?
Oh, well, this is 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you stepped away for a year or two,
didn't
you?
One year. Okay. Yep.
18 years.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started?
Way young. Yeah. I was pregnant with Griffin at the time, and he's a senior. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's how I remember.
Okay. All right. Anything else? You want to mention any other girls' names?
No.
Or are we good there?
We have Kate and Caroline Dahl as our managers this year since Riley McCoy left us. And so we're excited to have them. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, Riley, that's a big loss there. She's
very big, yes. She texts me almost daily. So.
Oh, does she? Do you give captains? Are there captains?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We have 5 captains this year. Josie Munsterman, Aaliyah Schomer, and Paige Torstensen are our 3 senior captains. And then Grace Johnson and Ella Mork are 2 junior captains.
Okay. So how do you... how long have you been working on the new routine that we're going to see here?
Sure. Well, we started with music in March and April, and with High Kick anyway.
And who does the decisions on that then?
Me, the coaches and the captains decide on what we want to do.
Okay.
So then in March and April, we start with uniforms and music. And then we think about what we want to do in the summer. We can't do choreography in the summer, but we think about skills and big things that we want to do. New kicks or new turn sets, mm-hmm. or new leaps, things like that. And we work on them in the summer. And then in the fall, in October, is when we start really putting it all together.
Okay. All right. Now, I bet you that's exciting for everyone, huh?
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. Yep.
So when is the first time the public can, let's talk about your schedule.
Yeah.
I know this is top secret. I've already asked a couple of the girls, hey.
Well, it's not that big of a secret anymore. But
yeah, you dance in front of the parents.
We did at our parent meeting. So for High Kick, we're doing Pink. We're doing a song from Pink and... a couple songs of hers mixed together.
Okay.
And then for jazz, we're going a little country and doing a Dixie Chick song.
Oh,
so that's pretty different for us. It's more lyrical, which we haven't done in a long time. So
lyrical, what does that mean?
More slow and less hard-hitting and kind of in your face. It's more pretty and elegant, I guess you could say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Boy, I can't wait to see it now. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so. It's very different for us, but we're excited about that.
Okay. Let's talk about your schedule.
Yeah. So in right after Thanksgiving, the 5th and the 6th is our first 2 home performances. They're both in Dawson. Thursday the 5th, we're doing jazz, and then Friday the 6th, we're doing High Kick. And I think they're both Lacaparo plays Dawson. And so we're doing that. And then on December 7th, we are going to Albany for our first competition.
Do you always go to Albany?
No, this is kind of new. Okay. The schedule is very different this year.
Oh, it is. Okay.
The Judging Association kind of put some limits on how many competitions could be on Saturdays just because of the amount of judges. So they kind of... change things up a bit. So we're going to try out Albany this year.
How many events are you allowed?
The judges, I think there's 8 events in the dance team world every
sections?
Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about, like basketball's only allowed with 20-some games. Is there a limit?
I think there is, but it's very high.
Oh, it is. Okay.
We'll never reach it.
Okay. Yeah, so you got Albany on the 7th.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then after that, we're going to Waconia. And then right before Christmas, we're going to go to Bold. So that'll be a, a full December.
Oh, for sure. How about any home tournaments? Or?
Yeah, on Friday, January 3rd, we're going to be hosting in Dawson again. Okay. Starts at 5 o'clock, and then varsity start at 6:30. So I think there's 9 or 10 teams, same as last year, okay, that come and compete in Dawson. So that's a fun night for the local people. We're only doing a few home performances this year, so that would be a good opportunity for the community to come out and watch.
Okay. And how the rest of your schedule there?
Yeah, after Christmas, then we have our competition. We have a home performance on January 10th, and then we go to Recori in Cold Spring on the 11th. January 17th, we're performing at Lacaparo. And the 18th of January, we're going to YME. Then we have our Camden Conference, January 24th, and we wrap up our season on the 31st of January, and we're going to Cambie. So okay. Then sections and state.
Yeah, and that goes fast, doesn't it?
It does.
I see your conference is that's at Yellow Medicine East this year, huh?
Yes, it rotated to YME.
Yeah,
yep.
I was trying to make that every year, but that's not my worst birthday this year. So.
Uh-oh, yep. Roxy wouldn't probably appreciate that date night.
Well, maybe we'll do the date night before or after. Hey, that Recori one, you go to that every year. That's one of the bigger tournaments.
That's a big one. Yeah, that top teams will be there. And so if you can come out on top at Recori, you're doing pretty well in the season. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good schedule then.
Yeah, we're excited to get going. Yeah. I think the girls are, you know, we're about 2.5 weeks out now, and the girls are ready. Like, I can see that they're ready. They might not think they are, but they're ready.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the other teams in the conference.
Sure.
You're in the Camden Conference.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about the other teams. How do you think do you see them?
Yeah, I think YME will come back strong. I don't think they lost too many seniors, and they were second in the state last year.
Your sister still
Yeah,
there?
My sister's still there. And
what's her name again? I'm sorry.
Julie,
okay.
Yep. So they'll come out strong. Obviously, Monty Bold and Cammie Miniota are all fighting to, you know, get those two tops or three spots at sections. So our conference is always really tough and fun to watch.
I see Cammie Miniota, they got a lot of girls out this year.
Yeah, they're doing well.
And former Shadow is still the coach over there, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan is doing really, really well over there. Yeah. Proud of her for building quite the program. Yeah.
Any other Shadows involved in dance around the state or anywhere that you're aware of? Or no?
I don't think there are this year.
Okay. How about your coaches this year?
Sure, yeah. Sarah Norman is back to help me with high kick and jazz this year in varsity. And then Kylie Schulke and Bailey Bauman are two new JV coaches.
Oh, okay. Yep. How's the JV numbers look?
Really good. There's 24 of them, so they have their work cut out for them, too. It's a lot.
Yeah, are they working on their routines, too?
Yep, they're just finishing up their JV routines this week, and so they'll be ready for the first week in December, too.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, we are very excited.
So the first performance is
December 5th and December 6th.
Okay, that's a Thursday and Friday, and one at Lacaparral Valley and one at Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, the 5th actually got changed to Dawson now.
Oh,
so they're
going
to be both in Dawson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The game got switched somewhere along the line.
Okay.
So we'll be in Dawson both nights.
Okay. Do we cover everything?
I think so. Okay. We're just ready to get going.
Looking at the top teams in the state, you're one of the top. You're probably ranked number one. I don't know if they do state rankings in dance, do they?
No, they don't until later in the season.
Okay.
But
Who are some of the other top teams then?
I think Frazee would be right up there again, along with Aiken for Class A and YME.
Will you see any of them, Frazee or Aiken, in any of the tournaments that you're in?
Yep, they'll probably both be at Recori.
Okay.
And then also, once in a while, they sneak down here, you know, to Bold or to the YME competition. So we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see them a couple times.
Okay. All right. I'm going to miss the Queen theme, though, from last year.
I am, too. Yeah. Yeah, the dads are already thinking about the pink theme. So we'll see how that turns out.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Hey, thanks for coming in. Best of luck this year. And we'll talk to you during the coaches show every now and then.
So. That sounds good. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. That's Lisa Johnson, head coach of the Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more of the coaches show right after this.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
The Cultural Diversity Council of the Upper Minnesota River Valley presents Music Box Series Viva Las Christmas, Friday, December 6th, 7 o'clock at the Hollywood on Main in downtown Montevideo. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. Tickets just $10 at the door. Entertainment by 57 Chevy, Dorothy Doring, Americana, Deborah Lee Fader, Micronesian singers, and so much more. So come on over to Montevideo and get in the Christmas spirit. Friday, December 6th at the Hollywood on Main, Viva Las Christmas.
The Madison Chiropractic Center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to noon. Dr. Clint Bond offers the latest in chiropractic care. Call for an appointment, 320-598-3089. That's 320-598-3089 for the Madison Chiropractic Center. There's no need to travel far for professional chiropractic treatment. You'll find it right downtown Madison, Minnesota. See Dr. Clint Bond at the Madison Chiropractic Center, 508 West 4th Street, just east of Madison City Hall.
All right, back here at the Culture Show, we do have an interview with one of our alumnus that we'll play next week, along with previewing both the boys basketball season with Barry Bessonen and the wrestling season with Ross Jurgensen. We will not have a report from John Nolte as he has no activities next week. Barry will introduce his team and then talk about the Saturday afternoon game up in Barrett, Minnesota, against West Central area. And Ross will talk about his team. He was scheduled to have a wrestling match the first week of December, but that has been postponed later on. But we'll get a triangular or a quadrangular on sometime before Christmas to see how the United team is doing. Next Wednesday will be our 17th annual baseball fundraiser. It'll be Wednesday, November 27th at the Happy Hour Sports Bar. Meal at 5 p.m., burgers and brats, free will donation. And many activities are scheduled for that evening. We'll have some auction items, Max Kepler print, a big print that's a in the showcase window of Olden and Zimmelman's. Take a peek at that with his 2019 stats. He was one of the five twins that hit 30 home runs, and he had an outstanding season. A couple of smaller ones, a Twins man cave for a sign that for those of you who have man caves, you could get that little sign pretty reasonable. I think the opening bid on that is like $15, so come and bid on that Twins Man Cave. And then kind of a neat, a smaller print as well of the 2019 40-man roster of the Twins. Shows a picture of Target Field, and all the way around the outline would be the autograph of the 40 players, a replica autograph. It's not a live one. It's a copy of their autographs. That's kind of a nice one, too. We'll have a pork and a beef bundle. We'll raffle off and probably some 50-50. You know, the proceeds from that, there's many plans planned in the future for Madison Memorial Field. We might talk about that a little bit in the conversations when you show up next Wednesday night. And people say, well, haven't you done enough? No, we haven't. There's always things to do, always something to do at the ballpark. That's so right. It's really, really a great thing, and we certainly appreciate over the years. 17 years we've had that. Wow. The very first one, the Thanksgiving one, was held at the American Legion downstairs.
Oh,
and then
wow.
And then at Christmas time, they closed the doors, so we had to go to the VFW for the Easter auction that we had for 15 years, and we don't have that anymore. Yep. So it just went along with some other things.
Okay.
So I've got the three Dick Newman sick jokes of the week.
Before you do that, okay. This is the favorite part of the show, is sick jokes of the week. But I just want to congratulate Rachel Halverson of Lacaparral Valley. Yesterday, Rachel signed a letter of intent to continue her golf career at Augustana in Sioux Falls.
Good for her.
Of course, Rachel is the two-time Class A individual golf champion. So congratulations to Rachel and her team and Coach Stender and her family.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Yep. That news to me as well.
Yep.
Fine young lady.
Yep.
Okay, try to remember the greener grass across the fence may be due to septic tank issues. Fertilizer. And secondly, if your eyes hurt after you drink coffee, you may have to take the spoon out of the cup. And then finally, a police officer came to my house yesterday and asked me where I was between 5 and 6. He seemed a little irritated when I answered kindergarten. Well, once again, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
All right. Thanks, Dick. And before we go, I want to thank Jim's Clothing over there in Dawson and Madison Bottling Company. They actually sponsor the Coach's Show, and they've done that for many years.
Yes, they have, and we thank them for that. Two great business places of business as well.
All right. Well, let's talk to you next week on the Coach's Show.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
QP, Madison Dawson.